Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Sigafoos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ogden. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Maynisch moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ogden. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sigafoos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigafoos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sagafa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a pop-up towards short. Sagafa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Sagafa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Sagafa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Sagafa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 0 for 1 in the game. Sagafos hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sagafos. The throw from Shang and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geringer for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogden for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Phillips for a passed ball. Blue moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Schulte throws the ball into Melillo, who tags McManus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sagafuz misplays the ball. That's an error on Sagafuz. Kress moves to third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang is hit by the pitch. Melillo moves to second. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Frank Sagafuz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafuz is 0-for-2 in the game. Sagafuz hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second, with Kress covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geringer moves to second. two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Shult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress bunts, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shult moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. McGowan strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.